Investigation Bushes, Trees, to Bees. That's 568-6898.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And I am finding it difficult to leave the topic that I've been presenting to this audience over the last couple of days. I apologize for the poor quality of the broadcast for the last few days. I've got a cold over the weekend. I'm not saying it was COVID. I can't prove it. But I do know that it did take my voice, and I lost my voice. And I didn't have any, I didn't have a sore throat, anything like that. It just took my voice. Could it be something other than just a physical problem? Now, presenting to you this matter of how the vaccinations are altering the genetics of every human being that takes the vaccination. Again, I apologize. I know it is very hard for those who have been vaccinated to hear what I'm presenting, and it's hard for me as a presenter to tell you what has happened since you have received the vaccination. Now, most of the vaccinations, I don't know what batches. There are different batches. Each batch containing something different from the other batches. Some batches are saline. Other batches have high concentrations of graphene oxide. Other batches have concentrations of the parasites or the hydras, or the DNA of fallen angels, or Neanderthal man. And we don't know what animals, what DNA of just animals in general might be, or fetuses. We don't know. It hasn't been disclosed to the world yet. We get bits and pieces here and there, but we don't get the full story. But for the most part, according to the interview I had heard on Stu Peters with Dr. Arianna Love, she made it very clear that everyone who's received these vaccinations that has been contaminated with these whatever ingredients, with every, you know, you bake a cake, you put in ingredients, different ingredients. But your DNA is going to be compromised. Your DNA is compromised, and there are going to be consequences. I have friends. I was visiting with a friend yesterday I haven't talked to in a couple of years to find out that they and the whole family had been vaccinated recently. And the family, over the weekend, pretty much all of them, received their dose of COVID symptoms, and they're fighting the COVID virus because of the vaccination. Because you think that you're going to be vaccinated against COVID, Well, you're actually being vaccinated to get COVID. Now, with the, you know, I remember what Christ said. He said there would come a time where the children of Israel, they have to flee for their lives from the area of Israel and Jerusalem to the mountains west or east of the Jordan River. And in Matthew chapter 24 and in Luke chapter 21, I think Mark 13, the Lord said, when you see this abomination of desolation, that's what the Jewish people would understand. We Christians would understand the Antichrist. Christ said, when you see this individual declare himself to be God in the temple, flee Jerusalem, flee to the mountains, don't take anything with you, don't go back into the house, flee. The women who are pregnant and who are giving or who are nursing, woe to them. Woe to these women. Woe means a punishment, not by God, but by circumstances. They're going to be a negative consequence is going to befall them because they're pregnant. They can't travel. It's hard for them to travel with children. Hard for them to travel if you're pregnant. So Christ is saying that in those days, at the end of the world, women better really consider in Israel whether it would be a good time to be pregnant or to have children. And internationally, because of the hardships upon the world, the same. And you know that I have stated in these programs, oh, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, that for the young people, you better really consider whether or not you want to have children at this time in life. I know grandma and grandpa, they want children, they want grandbabies, but the cold hard fact is this. The world, we have entered into a very difficult time internationally. Not just in America, the whole world. Third world countries. You have a child, chances of that child reaching 2 years of age, you're flipping coins. The odds are against you. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Everybody wants to rule the world. Everybody wants to rule the world. Transhumanism. This is basically what I'm talking about indirectly. Now we'll be direct. Transhumanism comes in many different packages. And it is so in depth. But I'm going to talk about one package. And the quickest way, the one method that can be used to bring about transhumanism in the simplest, most profound, fastest way is through inoculations. You can spray the atmosphere. You can contaminate water, food. You can take food, alter the genetics of the food, and what you eat, ingest, may be able to damage your cells. But to get to the DNA is a different matter. To get to the DNA, the quickest way is to inject you with something that is so powerful that the body cannot fight. Your immune system cannot deal with. And the brilliant plan that these people that have created the vaccinations, their initial brilliant plan is to destroy the immune system. And the immune system cannot fight these new substances, these new DNA changing ingredients. Let's use that word. Your body can't fight them. And what's going to happen is, here's what the Bible says will happen. In Revelation chapter 6, verse 8, one of the horsemen of the apocalypse, the fourth, the black horse, says that mankind is going to kill mankind with war, with famine, with plagues, diseases, and pestilences. Well, they pick number three out of the three, out of that group. If they can't kill you with starving you to death, they'll kill you with bullets. But they have the third option, to kill you with plagues or viruses. And I believe in the deeper meaning of plagues, diseases, it is actually referring to something that is so foreign to the natural viruses. It would be viruses that are so foreign that the body cannot, has no no response, no way to fight. Something in that chapter, in that verse, chapter 6, verse 8, something deeper in the meaning of plague. It doesn't mean cold, flu, any of these natural diseases, plagues that you get from just the environment, I believe it means something much deeper. Something that man has never experienced before. And the only way these new sicknesses can come upon the world is if they are created by man in biolabs internationally, not in America, for we Americans, not in Britain, not in Germany, but elsewhere where it can be hidden. One of the main places is Ukraine. Why Ukraine? You know, do you remember the killing fields of Ukraine? Do you remember the Holodomor, when the people were intentionally starved to death in Ukraine and those millions of people died? All that blood, all that death on that land has cursed that land. When Christ comes, that land is going to be cleansed of all the evil. But until then, wherever there's been bloodshed, that bloodshed draws demons. And America and the Germans and the Canadians and the British, they all have, I don't know how many, we know of about 20 biolabs in Ukraine. And we know that Ukraine, great evil, the evil over the years that has taken place, and that I will say this, there are many portals where evil comes into the world, but I will say that one of the biggest portals presently is Ukraine. And in Ukraine, you have a war taking place for that area. Or do they want the area, or are they trying to hide something? And we know that, and I was going to present this the other day, and I didn't, but I'll present it now. Studying what happened in Nazi Germany, after the Allies moved into Germany, and the Russians, the English, the British, the French to some degree, Americans to a great degree, first thing they did is they went after all the research. But already in mind, they had the intellectual property, the scientists, medical personnel, high-tech people, nuclear physicists, people involved with space program or making the whole system. They needed these people. Russia got a portion, but most of these people came to America. Now, we shut down all of the medical labs of Europe, of Germany. We shut everything down. It came to a halt. Well, we think it came to a halt, but it did not come to a halt. You do not, America, Empire, and the Russians, and the British, you do not halt this type of medical research ever. When you have momentum in the medical field into certain areas, or into anything, you do not stop that research. You do not interfere with the momentum of it. They could not continue the momentum of the evil that was being done in Nazi Germany. They could not continue it in Germany. The eyes of the world were on them. There was a new plan that was being put in place. But what they did is part of that medical program was secretly taken into Ukraine by the Americans, by the English, and some of it came to the United States. Herb Wright, welcome, a trust out of England. They kept some of it on shore in Britain. Not much of it came to the United States. That research never ceased. It continued. And the one place you want to continue it is in an area that is in upheaval. Ukraine. Now, I'm trying to remember if they are aware of about 20 of these biolabs. And most of the biolabs, most of them, are being managed by Western governments, not the Russians. In fact, when Vladimir Putin, when they moved and made their move to remove the Nazi battalion, Azov battalion, to stop America's plan to occupy that area of Ukraine, one thing Russia did is they went in and began to secure some of these biolabs. They admit it. They have found these labs. They have secured them. They are now under Russian control. And this is why the America is spending so much money sending it to their man of the hour, Zelensky, because they don't want to lose that area. It is a center. If they're going to take over the world, they've got to control Central Asia. You can't control the world without taking and holding that area. But at the same time, how many billions or maybe trillions of Western dollars have been spent on what kind of research in Ukraine? As I mentioned earlier, I think it was in the Tuesday program that Fauci, NIH, and the DARPA from the United States had invested immense amounts of money, tons of money, in Ukraine to perfect this present virus, to perfect it, to put this, the ingredients of the inoculation together. We get to see the whole picture. We get to see the whole picture. Now, going back to transhumanism, this, what we're watching, witnessing, the way to hasten, speed up, and to bring about transhumanism faster is through vaccination. Because people are willing to be vaccinated, and then you make them an altered genetic individual. And some are going to die, a great percentage, they're going to die, they're going to get sick. Another percentage, they're going to become sterile, male or female. But not everyone will be sterile. And then what will happen is the people who, the males and the females, who have, let's say just the female has altered DNA. The child that she gives birth to will have, altered DNA. Let's say 1%. She's 1% contaminated, her DNA structure is damaged, and the child's is damaged, and it's a GMO child. Just 1%. 1% is 1%. It is damaged, a damaged individual that is being born. And that DNA, that 1%, will work in that child and continue to damage the DNA in that child. That child is altered. This is why Dr. Ariano Love stated that it is immoral for people who have been vaccinated. Once you know that your DNA has been compromised, it would be really a moral situation taking place where you should not have children. The Lord Jesus said that if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360khnc.com. We'll be back.
listening to KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Anita McAllister here. Medicare open enrollment is over, and it's time to talk about some money-saving solutions to help you with out-of-pocket healthcare costs you may be exposed to. Need a dental plan? I've got a great one for you. Call me at 970-515-6882. Are you under 65 and self-employed? I also work with Christian-based health shares. These can save an average of 35% over traditional health insurance. 970-515-6882.
Reasons to own gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com. A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting. Well, I'm your
buddy. Check it and see. Thank you, Pure Blood Mike, for sponsoring Alex Jones, The Present Truth, and Fake News Friday, Hour 2. I'm your buddy. I'm your buddy.
On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, yes, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy.
The world is full of snakes. And the moral issue, the world is now going to be confronted with a moral issue already. And again, I really don't like talking about, you know, families that are going to have children. One of the commandments of God is to, we are to procreate. But at the same time, there have been warnings in the scripture. And God has a way to, you know, is God going to be able to, if you're genetically changed through GMOs, if you're genetically altered, can God reverse that? Well, that's a question I don't know. But I know one thing, that you don't want to tempt God. There are many people that have not taken the vaccinations, and there are those who feel that for employment or other reasons they needed to take it. Well, I was watching one video, and in it is a gentleman that worked military security. He received some kind of vaccinations. This was, I don't know how many years ago, a pre-COVID, I believe. And he started showing on video how his elbow, right at his elbow on his right arm and his left arm, on the outside of his elbow, he is starting to grow another limb, another arm. On his right and his left, he showed it right on the video. I watched this on beforeitsnews.com. Also, he showed that on each of his thumbs, you have the first knuckle going up from the fingernail, then you have the second knuckle. On the outside of the second knuckle, both hands, it appears as if he's starting to grow another thumb. Then he was doing a video of his eyeballs. His sight has gotten worse, or he had good sight, but it has gotten bad. His sight is bad now. And he showed that you had a lateral, like a cat. His eye was morphing into regular, rather than being circular, it's being like a disc, up and down, like a reptile. With this matter of the DNA being altered, once the process begins, some people are healthier than others. Some people have received a greater dose of whatever the hydras or the parasites or the graphene oxide or the nanobots, the gold-plated nanobots. Who knows? Eventually, these things were designed to begin to change you internally at the DNA level. And the DNA does what it is told to do. It sends out orders to change, to work with cells, to change, to... I should have been a scientist. This stuff is fascinating. Or not a scientist. I should have been in biology or worked in as a doctor. I think it would have been fascinating, a research doctor. But I have other things that are more important for my life. Now, going back to the moral issue with people who have been vaccinated, should you have children? And here's the really, all the nieces and nephews are at childbearing age. And some, their children are going to be at childbearing age here before long. So what do you tell them? All you can do, all I can do, is give them evidence. Are they going to receive it? I don't know. Are they going to believe it? I don't know. Are they going to take advice? I don't know. Even if they see the facts about things, will they make decisions that will maybe decisions not to bear children? I don't know. Then internationally, how many billions of people, or millions and millions, almost billions of people have been vaccinated? And of those billions, what percentage are at childbearing age, able to have children, especially women? There are women. Women have children. Men do not have children, except in the world of the Lulus and the woo-woos and the insane and the mad and the God-haters who hate God. God is being attacked at every level. All that God created is under direct satanic attack at all levels by people who believe they are brilliant. Their minds, God said that if you refuse to hold the knowledge of God in your thinking, you're going to be turned up over to a mind that is backwards. It is reprobate, meaning just full of evil and sin. and you will be a, and these people will be a curse to humanity. And it's happened. They will call good evil, evil good. It's good for a man to have a child. And on and on. So, to have children or not to have children, be the best way I could put it. To have children or not to have children. We're in the last decade. How many, what's the percentage of these billions of people that are of childbearing age? And now, knowing that when they have children, these children will be non-human. Human means perfect DNA of Adam. Non-human means DNA of Adam contaminated with 0.0001% GMO in the lab created alternate entity. And if, like I say, I believe that in some of these batches contain Nephilim DNA, half angel, half human. Some of the batches contain Neanderthal DNA, DNA of creatures that lived before Christ. You blend a human and a pre-Adam creature DNA, is that person, child that is born, ethically, is it a human or is it altered DNA? What must it be considered something other than human? Other than human. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Okay, now I have another question for you. Now, when Adam was created in the Garden of Eden, he had a body, soul, and a spirit. Eve also, and their children. Mankind had a body, soul, and spirit. a body to get around. Sorry, I swallowed wrong there. And a soul, and the soul, according to the Bible, is your mind, emotion, and will. Your mind, emotion, and will. God also added a spirit. And in the spirit of man, deep in the hollow of man's being, there's a vacuum. And that vacuum is there to contain just the Spirit of God. And that spirit has three parts to it: a conscience, intuition, and heart. With the spirit, you love, you have a conscience, you do right and wrong, and you have a sensitivity to God, toward spiritual things. One thing, vaccination, like I mentioned yesterday, Rudolf Steiner, he stated 100 years ago, they would create a vaccine that would kill the spiritual sensitivity, spiritual knowledge of babies and people, kill all your spirituality. Why were they directing their targeting the spirit? Because that is where God, if you receive Christ, this is where Christ will dwell in your human spirit. Three parts: body, soul, and spirit. Now, with these creatures that are going to be born, these hybrids, these creatures that have human DNA, do they have a human spirit? This is the defining line. This defines man and beast. Dogs, cats, elephants, giraffes, ants, amoebas. They have a body and they have a soul. They have a soul being a part of their being where they are aware of consciousness. Now, these hydras, these things growing in these tubes or in this vaccinations, when they're analyzed on a slide under a microscope, they have a body. There is something there like tentacles with the head, and they do have consciousness. They are aware that something is looking at them. But the question is this: do they have a spirit? No. They do not have a spirit. The embryos of people that have been transfected at the DNA level, when they give birth to these creatures that have this DNA, are these creatures, do they have a spirit? The answer is no. They are considered to be like the beasts of the field. And at the end of the world, according to Isaiah 13, there will be things that were not created in the Garden of Eden that will have consciousness, that will exist, that will be aware of God, but this God that they will serve will be the devil, not the God of heaven. So there will be consciousness. The dogs, the cats, the animals, they do, yes. Do they experience love? Well, they've had a big debate about that. Generally, they say it's not so much love, but they do have loyalty, and there is an affection, a natural affection. Now, whether you can call that love or not, that's the question. But they do, they are affectionate. Now, would these creatures be affectionate? Possibly. Will they experience affection like we? No. Will they experience love like we do? No. And what happens should they be able to recreate? Will they be able to procreate. That's the million-dollar question. If they can, the species, according to the book of 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul says that all of the creation, they create after their kind, fish with fish, birds with birds, cattle with cattle, horses with horses, and they bear after their own kind. And these creatures will, if they can, procreate, they will procreate after their own kind. They will be a completely separate class in society. They will not be recognized as human. So let's say you have mom and dad and little Johnny. And then mom and dad get the vax. And they have, after the vax, little Susie. Now Susie is not, her DNA has been altered by DNA. I wonder how many of these women out there right now that are calling themselves these crazies, they might already be little Susies. Well, okay, get back to reality here. So you see what I'm saying? Mom and dad have Johnny, then they have little Susie after the vaccinations. Little Susie's going to be kind of different. And the next door neighbor, they have little Susie. And the next door neighbor has little Tommy. All the little Tommies and little Susies are going to hang out together and be different from the real humans. Follow where I'm going? Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Are you tired of your cabinets slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end, no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more, call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, I'm going to stay with my thought. Okay, so you have mom and dad and little Johnny. Now, all over the world, mommy and dad, there are those mommies and daddies that have been vaccinated. Let's say there are 10 million. No. Let's say, round it off. Let's say there are 100 million mommies and daddies that have been vaccinated. And let's say that they have little Johnny and Joey and Jane. But let's say that all of these families, they have little Susie. So now with these families, you have a family of humans and one person that is a GMO without a spirit, without a human spirit, because they are GMO. This is what identifies and separates human beings from non-human beings. This matter of the spirit. The Christian world and the world needs to know this. Yes, biologically, you have differences. But no. The Bible says anything that is conceived by a man and a woman, the embryo at conception, is a human being and has three parts, body, soul, and spirit, as it begins to grow, as that embryo begins to split. Three parts, body, soul, and spirit. Any creature that does not have a spirit is not human. So little Susie, I hate to use that word, Susie, I don't have a better word. Sorry, Susies that are listening. But in that family, any child that is not, that has been infected, contaminated with, genetics have been altered, is a product of genetically altered parents. I was talking about yesterday how they targeted the testes, the embryos and the testes. Testes, don't have embryos. Females have embryos. They're attacking the testes of the men and the of the women. So now you have all of these little Susies out of 100 million. Now you have 100 million little Susies, or little Susies and little Susies and little Alberts and little Joaquins and little, internationally. All of these non-human children, they are very intelligent. They're very strong when they're born. They're very aware. They are conscious. They have a sense of consciousness. They are able to understand the world they're in. They will learn the alphabet. They'll learn how to languages. They'll learn everything. Will they become a society unto themselves? Will they have and want to assimilate into the human? You know, you have the people coming over the border. They don't want to assimilate. They refuse to assimilate from all the nations. They don't want to become Americans. Will these creatures, will they want to assimilate as human beings? Or will they little incrementally, quickly become a whole different society? Rick Rodriguez, think about it. Present Truth, podcast, 1360KHC.com. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand program. 9 to noon Sunday. Go to church. See you then. Bye.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM.